Approaching Virtual Tuesday on Beyond the Airways, the Infinity Project.
Good evening, everybody. It's Tuesday night here at Beyond the Airways, the Infinity Project. And since it is Tuesday, that means it's time for New Car Smell Tuesday. We've got new releases in video games, anime, manga, Blu-ray DVDs, and of course, the music. Gotta have the music. Anyway, I'm your host for tonight. I am Oddball Extreme. I'm currently joined on the line by my good friend, the AZ Magician. Good evening to you, my dear.
Hello. How's it going, everybody?
That's cool. And, of course, Red Ranger Tim is at the rabbit hole, as per usual, on Tuesdays. See you.
Excuse me.
Yeah, but anyway, let's see. Today, it didn't rain. It actually didn't rain. Wow.
Yay.
It's like, thank you. Because seriously, we're not supposed to get any rain for the rest of the week. Now, according to Alexa, she said that it's supposed to rain. Like, we have showers tomorrow. It's like, oh, no. Enough for now. Please, no more.
Oh, we'll okay, be getting this shit and rain in the middle of at the beginning of next week's.
Yeah, we're supposed to get rain starting back on next Monday again. So it's like, oh, God, again.
Well,
like, oh, God.
We'll be begging for it.
Yeah.
We'll be begging for it.
Well, I just found out something interesting. Four of my DC TV shows will not be on next week.
So we could get right into the meat of the matter on Friday, huh?
Yeah, because the only two things I'll probably review, now this is next week, not this week, but next week, well, I'll only be doing, I think, Black Lightning and Clone Wars. That's it. Because I know why tonight's shows won't be on next week, because guess what next Tuesday is? Super Tuesday.
All right.
So you
keep leaving out one. One
what?
Show. The one
what?
You had such a pain in the ass time getting in to see.
Well, okay, yeah, Thunderbirds of Go, you're right. But wait, that's this week. After this week, that's it.
Okay. Never mind, my head's up my ass. I've got a lot of things on my mind.
I know, it's okay. There we go. Are you kidding me? Oh, no.
What's going on?
Looks like I have a bit of a problem with releases.com. Some kind of goofy error problems. Like, please don't do this to me.
Let me see if
great.
It's...
Nope, it's an existing connection was formerly closed by the remote host. Terrific. Which means I have no way to get to the games.
Okay. Upcoming releases. I got it.
You got the video games?
Yeah, starting the 26th is where it starts.
How'd you make it? Because I can't get to releases.com.
Okay. Now.
Oh, wait, never mind. Got it.
February 20th. Okay, did yours start with Bastide?
Yes.
Okay. All right. I was going to read them if you couldn't get through.
Okay, well, I got through. I just did releases.com, and it went right to it, so thank God.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, I was willing to help.
Well, thank you. I really appreciate it.
Okay.
There's one for Frodo. Yeah.
There's one for Frodo.
Yeah. We'll have some fun today here. Now, actually, all these games came out... Actually, don't come out till tomorrow. Oh,
right.
Okay.
But the 25th isn't there. Just say, we are sorry, people. We don't have the releases for the 25th. So we're just going to skip to tomorrow.
Yeah. There's apparently a problem at releases.com. So
we're just going to jump straight into tomorrow's releases.
Yeah, and for the rest of the week. All right. Anyway, here's what's going on. Okay. Oh, apparently this is everything under the sun. All right, let me see if I can just get games only, because this has everything.
Well, so far I'm looking at... you know what? Just skip over the ones that says TV series.
Okay, that'll work. All right.
You know.
So anyway, all right. So anywho, all right. Here's what we got. These are tomorrow's games. We have Bastide for the PC, One Finger Death Punch 2 for the Xbox One. It's close.
That one's for you, Frodo.
Yeah, even though the name of the band is Five Finger Death Punch, that's okay. Let's see, we have House Slipper for the Xbox One, Hero Must Die again for the PC and PS4, Bacillus for the PS4 and the PS Vita, Castle of No Escape, that's for the Xbox One. Then on, what is the Thursday, we have Soul Axiom for the Nintendo Switch, Overpass for the PC, Heaven Dust for the Switch and the PC. Let's see.
I might go to this to see if I find any new TV shows I want to see.
Yeah, let's see. There's Under Hero for the Nintendo Switch. Then Hero Must Die again. That one's for the Nintendo Switch. Then on Friday, we've got Romance of the Three Kingdoms 14. That's for the PC and PS4. I like this one. Toe Jam and Earl Back in the Groove for the Nintendo Switch.
I'll be back in a minute. Keep reading.
Okay. Then we have Coffee Crisis for the PS4, Stab 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 for the PS4 and Xbox One, Duaros for the PC, Kingdom Under Fire, The Crusaders for the PC. There we go. All right, sorry about that. Blood Roots for the PS4 and Nintendo Switch. One Punch Man, A Hero Nobody Knows, that's for the PS4 and the PC. Bucket Knight for the Xbox One and PS4, and there's still more. Metro Redux. That's for the Nintendo Switch, and that's it. That's all for the video games.
Did you mention One Punch Man?
Yes, I did.
Okay. All right. All of these were mostly TV shows for Netflix, etc.
Yeah.
Which is okay, but you helped.
Yeah, it does help. But it looks like something's wrong with all the other pages. But it's supposed to be just games or just movies or just TV shows. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Hold on a minute.
What?
You know where it says top rated at the top of the thing?
Uh-huh.
You go over to games.
I did that,
Janet.
I got that error. Yeah, but I got that error.
Oh, there it is. All right. Well, you know what to do next time.
Yeah.
I wish I could read that. So, anyway, are you there? Oh, no.
Okay, can you hear me? Janet, can you hear me?
Now I can. Good.
Whew. I don't know what the heck happened.
What the fuck happened?
I have no idea.
I don't know either.
All right,
now,
but anyway, folks,
before tech rudely interrupted us?
I was about to do the English dub I was working on the English dub animes.
Okay.
So iShine, if you can hear me, she's now in the chat room. So iShine, if you can hear me, please type in the chat rooms to let me know you can hear me. Okay.
Let me know if she can.
Mhm. Right. Testing 1, 2, 3. Testing 6, 6, 3. How about
you? Oh, you almost said testing 6, 6, 6.
Damn tech.
Well. Like Scotty said, the more advanced the plumbing is, the easier it is to plug it up.
Yeah, well, anyway, let's take two on this anime bit, shall we? All right, so, from Sentai Filmworks, we've got Food Wars, the third plate, regular Blu-ray DVD, and the premium box set Blu-ray DVD.
Regular Blu-ray?
Yeah.
That's what you started to say.
Yeah. I know. Let's see. From Funimation Crunchyroll, A Sister's All You Need, the complete series. It's the Essentials Collection on Blu-ray. Then from Funimation Code GEASS. I have never figured out how the hell to pronounce that word.
How's it spelled? GASS?
No, GEASS. Giast?
Giast.
Giast. Okay. Code Gias, yes. Lelouch of the Resurrection Steelbook on Blu-ray. Then we have, that's probably code Gias as well, Realized Guardian of Rebirth, the complete series. That's part of the Essentials Collection. And also for Funimation Crunchyroll, Love Live Sunshine, the school idol movie, Over the Rainbow. That's on Blu-ray. Then we have Wanna Be the Strongest in the World, the complete series, plus OVAs and Essentials on Blu-ray. From Discotech Media, we have Great Conquest, The Romance of the Three Kingdoms on DVD. And finally, also from Discotech, Honey and Clover, the complete first season on Blu-ray.
Okay. So, can iShine, can you hear us?
She said yes.
Good.
Hallelujah. Oh. I was scared for a minute.
So was I. I was going, Shirley, can you hear me? Can you hear me? Dead air.
It's like, where's that guy? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now? Can you hear me now?
Yeah, he's doing the Sprint commercials now, too. He's a lot older, but still good at what he does.
Mm-hmm. All right, so let's get to the manga. It's not the animes. I just did the animes. All right.
Well, hey, let me know if the Dungeon Girls are in there again.
Okay. All right, well, first off, this one came out on Sunday from the J-Novel Club. Welcome to Japan, Miss Elf, Volume 3. That's for the Nook. And then yesterday we had Tear Moon Empire, Volume 1, also for the Nook. Then today we have from Kodansha, Altair, A Record of Battles, Volume 15 for the Nook. From Seven Seas Entertainment, The Ancient Magus Bride, Volume 12. And we also have from Seven Seas, The Brave Tuber, Volume 2. From Kuma, can an otaku like me really be an idol? That's a good question. See, from Seven Seas Entertainment, Classroom of the Elite, Volume 4. From Yen Press, Combatants Will Be Dispatched, Volume 2, regular and digital. From Ghost Ship, Destiny Lovers, Volume 2. Apparently this is a hentai because it says, sorry, this cover is mature. So that would make sense. All right, from Yen Press, The Devil is a Part-Timer, Volume 15, regular and digital. From Kodansha, Drowning Love, Volume 17, that's digital. From Yen Press, Goblin Slayer, Brand New Day, Volume 2, both regular and digital. From Kodansha, Guilty, Volume 5, that's for the Nook. From Yen Press, Happy Sugar Life, Volume 4, regular and digital. From Square Enix Manga, High Score Girl, Volume 1. From One Piece Books, Hinamatsuri, Volume 7. From Kodansha, Hotaru's Way, Volume 12. That's for the Nook. From Seven Seas Entertainment, How Heavy Are the Dumbbells You Lift, Volume 2. I'm not kidding on that one. Then from Kodansha, I Fell in Love After School, Volume 1. That's for the Nook. And also from Condensed, you have Inspector, Volume 11. And guess what, Janet? They're there.
The Dungeon Girls are back, huh?
Yep. Yep, from Yen Press. Is it wrong to try to pick up girls in a dungeon? On the side, Sword Oratoria, Volume 11. That's for the Nook.
Okay. Good.
And all, yep. Also,
will they
from
ever get out of that stinking dungeon?
I don't know. Anyway, from Yen Press, Kimono Friends a la Carte, Volume 2. And also, Kingdom Hearts 3, the novel, Volume 1, Restart. Both regular and digital. Then also from Yen Press, Konosuba, An Explosion on This Wonderful World, Volume 2, Yun Yun's Turn, both regular and digital.
Is that spelled
Y-U-N? Y-U-N, Yun Yun, or Yun Yun, or whatever. It's probably Yun Yun.
Yeah.
All right. From Kadansha, we have Konodori, Dr. Stork, Volume 13. That's for the Nook. And also from Kadansha, Land of the Lustrous, Volume 10. From the J Novel Club, Lazy Dungeon Master, Volume 9 for the Nook. Kadansha, Magus of the Library, Volume 3. From Seven Seas Entertainment, Mushoku Tensei, Jobless Reincarnation, Volume 10. From Yen Press, My Youth Romantic Comedy is Wrong as I Expected, Volume 9, regular and digital. From Udon Entertainment, Otherworldly Izakaya Nobu, Volume 6. From Yen Press, Phantom Tales of the Night, Volume 3, regular and digital. From Denpa Books, Pleasure and Corruption, Volume 1. From Yen Press, Raw Hero, Volume 1, regular and digital. And the same thing with RE Zero, Starting Life in Another World, Volume 12. That's also from Yen Press, both regular and digital. From Seven Seas Entertainment, Reincarnated as a Sword, Volume 4. From Yen Press, we have...
You know what, if he's reincarnated as a sword, he must have got one hell of a headache.
Yeah. Well, let's see. From Yen Press, we have Roka Braves of the Six Flowers, Volumes 1, 2, 3, and 4. I know all for the Nook. From Udon Entertainment, The Rose of Versailles, Volume 2. It's a hardcover. From Seven Seas Entertainment, Skeleton Knight in Another World, Volume 4. From Udon Entertainment, Stravaganza, Volume 3. From Kadansha, Sweat and Soap, Volume 1. Regular and digital. From Yen Press, Sword Art Online, Alternative Gun Gale Online, Volume 6, One Summer Day. That's regular and digital. Sell that five times fast. Don't try it. From Kadansha,
I'll try it tomorrow.
Yeah. From Kadansha, we have Tokyo Tarareba Girls Returns, Volume 1. That's for the Nook. From Yen Press, Trinity 719, The Seven Magicians, both regular and digital. From Seven Seas Entertainment, Ultra Kaiju Humanization Project featuring Pop Comic Code, Volume 4. From Kadansha, Watari-kun's Something is About to Collapse, Volume 3. That's for the Nook. All right. From Dark Horse, we have Wes Anderson's Isle of Dogs. It's a hardcover, and it's also a digital edition. And yes, it has to do with the movie Isle of Dogs. From Dark Horse, What's Michael Fat Cat Collection, Volume 1. From Ghost Ship, World's End Harem Fantasia, Volume 2. From Yen Press, World's Strongest Rear Guard, Volume 2, both regular and digital. And then on the Thursday, from Yen Press, Saki, Volume 19, and Sekiro Side Story Hanbei, The Undying, both of them are digital. And I might as well wrap up the month, because this is Saturday anyway. From Faku Books, it's Frisky Fever, and once again, we can't show the cover because it's a mature cover. This means it's hentai. Alright, so that's all of the mangas.
Okay, next!
Thank you, next! Alright, let's get on to the Blu-rays and DVDs. Shall we?
Sure!
Equals MC squared. I don't know why I'm saying that for.
You're channeling Einstein?
Yes, I am channeling my inner Einstein. Alright, so you know the story here. All these are from Metacritic. They have, a lot of these have scores, some might not. And all of the highlighted movies are on Blu-ray and DVD. So, let's get it underway. First, with a 70 is Color Out of Space. One of the few things rarer than a good Nicolas Cage film is a film directed by Richard Stanley. But Color Out of Space is both of those things. Stanley's first complete narrative film since 1992 is a loose adaptation of H.P. Lovecraft's short story of the same name. Cage plays the patriarch of the Gardner clan, whose bucolic life is upset when a meteorite lands on their family farm, infecting the land with a strange color. Soon, this alien force is mutating any life form, including, sadly, the farm's alpacas, it comes in contact with, resulting in a hilarious, if you get on its wavelength, and psychedelic horror film. All right, so next up we have Frozen 2, which scored a nice decent 64. Disney's follow-up to its 2013 mega-hit Frozen reassembles the team that made the first film so successful. Director Chris Buck and writer-director Jennifer Lee return, as do Idina Menzel as Elsa, Kristen Bell as Anna, Jonathan Groff as Kristoff, and Josh Gad as Olaf. This time their adventure leads them north to an enchanted forest where no one can get in or out except Elsa, who gets in because, you know, magic. Expect 7 new songs as well as new voices from Evan Rachel Wood, Sterling K. Brown, Martha Plimpton, Alfred Molina, Jason Ritter, and Rachel Matthews. The resulting film was less impressive to critics and surprisingly absent from the Academy Awards Animated Feature category, but that certainly didn't stop it from quickly surpassing the original at the box office and becoming the highest-grossing animated film in history. And I'm still not a fan of the first Frozen, so
well,
what makes
you
me
want to know something? Take into consideration who the, just like with Thunderbirds ago, take into consideration who the audience is, who the movie is geared for.
I know. It's just that the problem is when I tried the first Frozen, I got bored in less than 10 minutes. And I still, and to this day, I still can't stand that song, Let It Go.
Well, at least they don't do it in the second movie, I hope.
I don't think they do, actually. All right. Next up is a must-see from Metacritic and the second highest score of the week with an 82, Knives Out. So, Rian Johnson's intermezzo between Star Wars projects is an often humorous Agatha Christie-like whodunit, starring Daniel Craig as Benoit Blanc, a southern detective enlisted to solve the mysterious death of wealthy crime novelist Harlan Thrombey, played by Christopher Plummer, with a cast that includes Toni Collette, Jamie Lee Curtis, Ana de Armas, Chris Evans, Don Johnson, Michael Shannon, and Lakeith Stanfield. Johnson has another critical hit on his hands. The result earned Johnson an Oscar nod for his screenplay, but nothing more to the surprise of some, and he is contemplating a sequel centering on Craig's character. That's good. Now, this next movie actually has a tie for the highest score of the week with an 84, Synonyms. So, the latest from Nadav Lapid, who did The Kindergarten Teacher and Policeman, won the Golden Bear as the best film at last year's Berlin Ale. Based on his own experiences as a young man in Paris, Lapid's latest finds newcomer Tom Mercier delivering an electrifying performance as Yoav, an obstinate young Israeli who refuses to speak Hebrew as he works at the Israeli embassy, studies for his naturalization test, and tries to find his footing in a foreign land. Like the performance at its center, if you can get on the film's wavelength, it can be a rewarding experience. So, here are the other movies this week. Well, on DVD only with a good 74, After Parkland, that's a documentary. On Blu-ray and DVD with a 50 is Another Mother's Son. And I had already mentioned code Gauss, Lelouch of the Resurrection. Sorry, I got mentioned that earlier. On DVD only, The Corrupted. And this one, the other one has tied with Synonyms with an 84. End of the Century on Blu-ray and DVD. First time ever on Blu-ray, the 1949 foreign movie Manon. From 1990, from Blu-ray and DVD, Paris is Burning. First time ever on Blu-ray, from 1970, Perfect Friday. On DVD only, Retablo, no score. And then on Blu-ray and DVD is Three Fantastic Journeys by Karel Zeman. It's a Criterion Collection 3-movie set. Then on TV, on DVD, and Blu-ray, City Hunters Season 1, Part 1, Food Wars Volume 3, The Great Passage.
Hold on a minute. Did you say City Hunter?
Yes.
Is it an anime?
Let me find out. Hang on.
Because there was a City Hunter anime.
Yep,
then
it's
there was
the anime.
City... Okay.
It's the anime.
And then there was a City Hunter live-action movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering which one it was.
It's the anime.
It should be. So it's in the wrong section to be technical. Shouldn't it have been in the anime?
Well, Janet, they said TV on DVD and Blu-ray. They didn't say anime.
Oh, yeah. That's why I got confused.
Okay, that's all right. We got City Hunter Season 1, Part 1, Food Wars Volume 3, The Great Passage, the complete series, and Honey and Clover Season 1. All four of them are on Blu-ray. And that's all of the Blu-rays for the rest of this month, because after all, Sunday starts a brand new month.
Yeah, Saturday. Thank God we don't have another leap year till 24.
Yep, 24. 2024. All right. Now it's on to the CDs. Oh, here's me. All the problems of taking a shower. But I will be going to bed as soon as the show's over anyway, so it don't really matter. All right. So let's scroll down to the bottom.
Oh, yeah.
Let's scroll to the bottom to avoid the buttocks. I don't know why I'm saying that. All right, so ready or not, here we go. I'm going to try to go through as much of these as I can because this will go through the rest of this month. All right, so on Sunday, we had Snail's House with Ordinary Songs 5, Putty with Static, Moonchi with Winter Sun, and then we have Water with For the Streets and Scholarships Volume 2. Let's see, 100 Jacks with Ringtone Remix featuring Charlie XCX, Rico Nasty, and Caro Caro Bonito. The only two words I have are Rico Suave. Now, then we have Young Nudie with Anyways. And then, let's see, 100 Jacks and Young Nudie started, like, what was yesterday. Then we have Blady with Girls Just Want to Have Fun. Mike with Old Earth. Phoenician Blinds with The Sight, The Seer, and The Scene. Bones
okay.
With Offline. Disclosure with Ecstasy. Princess Nokia with Practice. The Blasting Company with Tiny Star EP. Kepzelt Varos with Semidzdat. Soccer Mommy with Bloodstream. Kikagaku Moyo with Gypsy Davy. Richard Ramirez with The Floor is Crawling with Cheap Pornography. Yeah. Let's see. No Age with Turn to Spring. String, not spring. Keyboard with Small Amount of Music. Mind Shifter with Everything Is Now. Sideshow with Farley. Real Estate with The Main Thing. Little J Dog with Toaster Music. Doom Tree with Five Alive. Pretty with Short Walk. Let's see. It says Gentleman Lounge Dining Cult with Profile. Then we have Bloody J with Bloody Mentality. Johnny Nash and Suzanne Kraft with Matt Studio 3. FACS with Casual Indifference. Bryant K with Daisies Grow / Stars. Noga Erez with Views. CRZ Fox with Report My Wrist featuring Zezus. And then The Giving Shapes with Earth Leaps Up. Then today, we have Perfect Genius with Describe. Injury Reserve with Hoodwinked. Let's see. Lucky with The Dominator is Cuddled Inside of Me. Let's see. Then we have Kelly Lee Owens with Melt. Tupper Wave with Marina. Disclosure with Tondo. Luna with It Hurts and Hurts. Christmas Project Volume 2. You're a little late on that one. Then we have Leon La Havas with Bittersweet. Juggernaut with Bim. Katie Von Schleicher with Cage Sleep. Deeper with Lake Song. Chicano Batman with Color My Life. Thick with Mansplain. Land of Talk with Weight of That Weekend. P.E. with Pink Shiver. Milk Billy with Humid Heart. Minor Science with Blue Deal. Irreversible Entanglements with Bread Out of Stone. Velvet Negroni with Baguette. Liturgy with Passacaglia 2. Midwife with Swim. The Magnetic Field, Day of the Politician.
I'll swim. I just want to know how far you want me to swim.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's what it says. Let's see. Throwing Muses with Dark Blue. Oh Me with Apathy. Let's see. Small professor with Let's Go Inside My Astral Plane.
Oh, God, if you left the troll plane off, you'd say, it would translate into Let's Go Inside My Ass.
Yep, exactly. Then we have Dean Rivers with Not Fire, The Riddles with Teen Beat Cosmonaut, Sun Lodge with Ancient Noise, Story with Snakes, OXZ with Angel, Gordy with Sandwiches. I love peanut butter sandwiches. Yeah. Half Wave with Halogen 2, Methyl Ethyl with Majestic AF. Then on Wednesday, Princess Nokia with Everything Sucks, Drint with Don't Save Me, Gang of Four with This Heaven Gives Me Migraines. Mami Ishizuka with Precious Encounters. Princess Nokia with Everything is Beautiful. Let's see. The Undercover Dream Lovers with It's All in Your Head. Which is true. All right, and that was actually on Thursday. Friday. Caribou with Suddenly. Soccer Mommy with Color Theory. Jeremy Cunningham with The Weather Up There. Ted Poor with You Already Know. Intronaut with Fluid Existential Inversions. Gigi Massine with Calypso. Harry Styles with Falling. Oh, I think this will make Frodo happy. Five Finger Death Punch with F8.
I wonder if he's already aware of the fact that FFDP already has a new album out.
Mm-hmm. At least they will on Friday. Let's see. John Dolmayan with These Gray Men. Kevin Crowder with Full Hand. Nicholas Pashberg with Svalbard. Let's see. Looks like that's Endless Boogie and Weak Signal with Split Single. Then we have Echo Machine with Instant Transmissions. Young Chop with Young Godfather. 4 Year Strong with Brain Pain. The Orioles with Disco Volador. James Leonard Hewitson with Only the Noise Will Save Me. The Proper Ornaments with Mission Bells. Pullman Manias with Rose Golden Doorways. Fluis Gerars with Blow Him. Haley Ross with The Weight of Hope. Frank Moody with Dream in Color. Holy by Ryder. I'm sorry, Holy with Ryder. Then we have Los Pocatos with Percepciones Infinitas. Insect Art with The Vanishing. The Night Flight Orchestra with Aromantic. Then Rat Boys with Printer's Devil. The Jacka with Murder Weapon. Nutty Reed with Out of My Province. Clear Path Ensemble, that one's self-titled. Real Estate with the Main Thing. Infirmum, Walls of Sorrow. The Secret Sisters with Saturn Return. Najwa with Viene de Largo. Nova Twins with Who Are the Girls. Take Leave with Belonging. Wajeta with Don't Let Get You Down. O'Cure with Everything. And People with Renaissance. Northeast Party House with Shelf Life. Planet Asia and 38 Special with Trust the Chain. Tundra with Das Cabinet de Dr. Cagliari. Let's see. Sergio Mendez with In the Key of Joy. Lady with Safe Sins. Slowly Slowly with Race Car Blues. Ellen Fullman with Into the Sea. Haley Witters with The Dream. Grim Grim with Ginormous. Ooh, you know about this one a long time. James Taylor. He's got a new one. American Standard. Let's see. Wasted Shirt with Fungus 2. Brooke Bentham with Everything Nothing. Junior with Trois. Tico with Simulcast. Juicebox with It's Easy to Feel Like a Nobody When You're Living in the City. Yes, that's the whole title. Then we have Johan Johansson and Yair Elazar Glotman with Last and First Men. Okay, Loki Rabak and Frederick Valentin with Elephant. Discarnate. Yeah, you do a much better elephant than me. Discarnate with Enduring the Massacre. Lendigo
Thank
with
you.
Cosa Nena.
I take that as a compliment.
Yeah. Malka with I'm Not Your Soldier. Palmas with Fake Smiles. Cold Beat with Mother. The Anxiety with Hey You. Shell of a Shell with Away Team. Wolfgang Hoffner with Kind of Tango. Port Juvie with Motion Control. Sierra Hall with 25 Trips. Liay with You Want It Real, Clem Leak with Wind, Air, and Sea, Afura with Urban Chemistry, Halik Mall with Errol, The Sea Shin with Cyan, The Love Tones with Myriad, Sir Was with Letter, Lady Gaga with Stupid Love, Slipped with Umman, Drown with Subaqueous, The Stone Foxes with Gold, Wishbone Ash with A Coat of Arms, Wasted Shirt with Fungus 2, Big Gigantic with Free Your Mind, Tombs with Monarchy of Shadows, Karina, number 2, that's all it's got, Wrangler with A Situation, Yuxek with No Sol Ritmo, Tafe, or Tafe, with Babies, The Big Net with Big Moon Between Rufus, Ramson Bad Bones with Death Mask, Lei Babies with Not a Letters, Daniel Davies with Signals, Merzba with Stereo Akuma. Let's see, and the rest of these are on Saturday. We're going to wrap up the whole week. Jersey Prezdziki and Andrzej Karlov with Pedestals Compliment. I wonder who that is. Then we have Aziz with Fort Bend, Cisniani with Brass Album, James Shinra with Reverie EP, Kroba and Squawks with The Incense Eaters, and finally, the last of the month, Chemical Dissection, Erosion of a Once Great Titan. And there's
okay.
Sajo. Hey, Sajo.
Hi, Sajo.
Mm-hmm.
How
but that's
your
it.
Week?
Everything's covered. We still have 20 minutes left on the clock.
Okay, I want to mention a post that Tim posted.
Mm-hmm.
This demolition crew was told to go demolish a house. That's okay. They did their job all right.
Mm-hmm.
Wrong fucking house.
Yeah, well. All right, well, anyway, Sajo's in the chat room as well. And we finished up everything, so we good. We are so good.
Mm-hmm.
Let's see. Oh, God. I still go back to that doctor are warning people not to put frozen potatoes in their anus.
Yeah. You put them in your anus, not mine.
Yep. Hello?
Just trying to crack a funny there.
I know. You no. You're in Uranus. You're in Uranus, and it ain't, but not Neptune.
Oh. What was that cloud Jeff Tracy was in? An Oort cloud?
Oort cloud. O-O-R-T. Oort cloud.
I thought it was spelled with one R. Oh. Let me see
no,
if that's a thing.
Okay. And that's the thing. That's the thing. It was a great weekend. How about ya? Well, mine was pretty much uneventful. It's just that it's been raining and raining and raining and raining. It's like, shut the rain off, you bib. The rain off, you bib.
There really
you
is.
I almost had him. I had him. I almost had him. You stuttering prick, you.
Shut up! Go ahead, Janet.
Okay. It's really... the Oort cloud is real. It was not something they made up to Thunderbirds ago.
Mm-hmm.
Oort clouds are real.
Yeah.
And there was a reason it's ice. Can I read the definition I found?
Yes.
And it's spelled with two O's and one R. Not one O, one O and two R. The Oort cloud is an extended shell of icy objects that exist in the outermost reaches of the solar system. It is named after astronomer Jean Oort, who first theorized its existence. The Oort cloud is roughly spherical and is thought to be the origin of most of the long-period comets that have been observed.
Hmm.
And the Oort cloud, Jean Oort, discovered the Oort cloud in 1950.
Hmm.
But that would explain how... Never mind. So, in a sense, the guys that did the Thunderbirds of Go episode did a little bit of research.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay,
was
your turn.
Yeah, well, the fun part about that show was seeing all those nuances to the original.
Yeah. Just like when Parker told the Hood, it's the end of the road for you.
Mm-hmm.
That was a reference to End of the Road.
Yeah. The other thing was, you know, I mean, they left things open to interpretation, which means you can bet people will start writing fanfics all over the place, right?
That's what Elle said.
Mm-hmm.
She's going to start a fanfic.
Yeah.
I would like to see somebody write a fanfic in which Jeff turns over the reins of International Rescue to Scott.
Mm-hmm.
Since basically, wasn't he the one that helped hold down the fort for 8 years?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I'm still chuckling about Grandma Tracy scolding the hell out of Clarence.
Yeah.
A.K.A. Fuse.
Fuse. Uh-huh. It's like, my name is Clarence. It's like, oh, I saw the cute puppy dog eyes he had when he was so guilty.
Yeah, and you know what? He was, when they left with mm-hmm. the GDF, he had kind of, no, when Havoc said, come on, let's go, he looked back with kind of like a sad look on his face. Did you notice that?
Mm-mm, nope.
I did. Come on! He was torn between what Grandma Tracy said and listening to Havoc. Okay,
mm-hmm.
enough about that, since the audience probably doesn't know half of what we're talking about.
Don't worry about it.
This one is not long.
Coronavirus. I'm kidding.
Oh, please,
no,
that's
seriously.
Nothing to make fun about. Make fun with.
No, I know. It's just that, you know, the problem is the coronavirus gets mixed in with people having the flu, right?
Right. Because the symptoms
are much worse.
The symptoms are, you know, starting off looking the same.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
When you think about it.
Yeah. Let's see what I can find. News.
Make sure it's upbeat. We get enough bullshit.
Yeah. Okay, folks, here's a reminder. Just a quick heads up. I won't be online February 30th and 31st due to extenuating reasons.
Who is that?
Maria Gray, a.k.a. Dolphin Storm Ranger. But did you hear the date? February 30th and 31st.
All right. Knock it off, Maria Gray. It took me a minute to catch that.
Yeah.
What was her date again?
Huh?
What was the date she gave again?
February 30th and 31st.
Cute, Maria. Cute. Oh.
Yeah, let's see. Excuse me, I'm sorry. Uh-oh, I think I just found one for the rant rocket. Body camera video. 6-year-old cries, screams for help as Orlando police arrest her at school.
For what?
Let's save that one for Thursday, okay?
Okay, can you give me a heads up? Was it something she did?
Well, here. I'll put the link to your window, and then I'll put the link into the Facebook. All right, this one you get a chance to take a look at it.
Okay.
Oh yeah, if you like Disney and you've always enjoyed Bob Iger, well,
who is Bob Iger?
He's about to step down as Disney CEO.
Yeah.
So, yeah, this is real. Excuse me, I'm sorry. All right, so here's what's going on. This was actually posted just 4 hours ago. Bob Iger will step down as Disney CEO and assume the role of executive chairman, Disney announced today. Bob Chapek, who most recently served as the chairman of Disney Parks of Experiences and Products, will assume the role of CEO effective immediately, Disney announced. Chapek will continue to report to Iger and be appointed to the board of directors at a later date. Shares Disney fell about 2.5% after hours. Let's see. Okay. In an interview with CNBC's Julia Bornstein after Disney's announcement, Iger said the CEO reporting structure is a way to ensure another smooth transition. We're not concerned about at all about creating any confusion, Iger said of the arrangement. Iger will remain executive chairman of Disney through the end of 2021, according to the company. Iger had been planning his succession for a while, saying at Disney's Investor Day last year that 2021 would be the time for me to finally step down. Iger has been CEO of Disney since 2005. He pushed back his retirement several times.
This is going to be a good one, hell of a rant rocket, Shirley.
Oh, yeah.
I'm reading the whole article.
Okay. Ugh. Anyway, Iger had been planning his succession for a while, saying at Disney's Investors Day last year that 2021 would be the time for me to finally step down. Iger has been CEO of Disney since 2005. He's pushed back his retirement several times in recent years, and Tuesday's succession announcement came as a surprise. On a call with investors shortly after announcement, Iger addressed the timing of his announcement, which happens 22 months before he was expected to retire at the end of 2021. Iger said he decided to step down now because he wanted to focus on the creative side now that major projects like the Fox merger and the launch of Disney Plus were behind him. Iger said he would able to help transition Chapek into the role while serving as executive chairman.
I'll be back in a minute.
Okay. Anyway, with everything else falling into place, the time seemed right, Iger said. Iger has been instrumental in making Disney a media powerhouse with key acquisitions and content plays. He launched Disney Plus, immediately saving Disney, a popular streaming stream service provider. Disney said that the service had 26.5 million paying customers during the first quarter of 2020 after launching in October. So,
I can see that forward for some reason.
Let's see. Iger has beefed up Disney's already strong content library with several important acquisitions. Most recently, he ushered through Disney's $71 billion acquisition of Fox's entertainment business, which would add even more content to its streaming library. Earlier, he added Star Wars and Marvel movies through its acquisitions of Lucasfilm and Marvel Entertainment, each for about $4 billion. Shortly after his tenure as CEO, Iger announced Disney's $7.4 billion acquisition of Pixar Animation Studios, which made popular films like Toy Story and Finding Nemo before becoming a part of Disney. Iger also launched a theme park in Shanghai, further expanding Disney's footprint across the globe, gaining 11 million visitors in its first year. With the successful launch of Disney's direct-to-consumer businesses and the integration of 21st Century Fox well underway, I believe this is the optimal time to transition to a new CEO, Iger said in a statement alongside the announcement. Chapek told investors that he has already had some exposure to the media and direct-to-consumer businesses in which he has not been directly involved in the past because Iger has encouraged his direct reports to interact. While I certainly have an opportunity to immerse myself more inside those media businesses, I have a bit of fluency, just like my peers, and have some fluency in our business, Chapek said. That's my sweet spot, and that is something I can leverage now throughout all my experiences, not only at Disney, but even before Disney, in terms of figuring out how we take data, the information, the technology, and once again, our storytelling, right direct to the consumer so they would all take great equities we have and continue to build those for our shareholders, Chapek said later in his interview on CNBC. Chapek said he envisions his role as CEO to be continuing to work on the strategic pillars established by Iger, especially Disney's direct-to-consumer initiatives. But at the same time, I look around the corner of what's going on in the marketplace that would necessitate a fresh look at those things. Right now, the course that Bob and I laid is one that we fully intend to follow, and I think we have to pay dividends to shareholders for years to come. And that's the end.
I'm back.
Welcome back.
All right.
Yeah, I just literally finished. So. Let's see. What else is new? Excuse me. Excuse me, sorry.
Oh man, that asshole.
What?
Rant Rocket City Thursday night.
Okay, what's this one? Just tell me, and we'll save it for Thursday.
I read the whole article you sent. I read the whole article. How did I? I read the entire article that you sent me. That guy is an asshole. You'll find out Thursday.
Yep. Thursday.
So anyway,
I'm thinking. All right, let's see. Is voting really that popular? Yes. Oh, yeah, I got some people already planning on going to Pensacon. That's, I believe, this coming weekend in Pensacola. No, I'm not going. I'm going to be going to conventions for at least a couple years. So, this is fine. Excuse me. Yeah. Let's see. Okay, we got that. What's your dream site today? Wait a minute. I don't trust this source. Never mind. Forget it. Excuse me. Rush Limbaugh on coronavirus. The common cold that's being weaponized against Trump. Oh, brother.
Rush Limbaugh's an extremist anyway.
Yeah. Oh, wow. Jaws, Quaint, and Brody action figures unveiled by NECA. So the toy show is going on up in New York. So, you know, they've got a lot of room. It's at the bottom, not the top. Only thing I would worry about myself is flooding if I live in a situation like that. All right, let's see.
What are you talking about now?
I don't know. You tell me.
All right. You okay? I'm just the funniest wrong number text on the internet.
How's that? All right. Well, let's see. It's like 2020 is like a graveyard for a lot of shows this season already. One of my favorites being Joe Kenda. That's sad. I was like, he's standing here? Oh, no.
Okay. I'm going to read you this text message. Hey, it's blank. I'm being in blank for an eye appointment today. You know, they've redacted.
Mm-hmm.
Redacted some of that, okay?
That's fine.
Where are you getting your eye appointment? Redacted. What time? It's at redacted. We're like 10 miles to redacted. Well,
mm-hmm.
I don't know who you're looking for, but I'll meet you there with my dog. Turns
yeah.
out it was a sheriff's canine officer.
Mm.
And you say, oops.
There it is.
And what,
there it
and
was.
What makes the picture funny is the fact that the dog is peeking through the little hole that separates
uh-huh.
the... And he's making a goofy face.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, anyway, we're down to like the last 2 minutes and 15 seconds. So, I'm just going to say, of course, tomorrow is our break night. We do not have a show at all tomorrow night. So, do whatever you want tomorrow. Just return on Thursday, because Thursday and Friday will be on live. Almost live. But whatever. No, I'm kidding. So all I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and start seeing it right now. Please remember to follow us on Facebook. We have our Facebook group page. Follow us on Twitter, our Healthy Grades page. And follow us on our website, beyondtheairwaves.weebly.com. If you ever miss an episode, because let's face it, life does happen. You can catch up in one of three ways. You can use, you can use the Stitcher.com app, which is available on iTunes, Google Play, and the Amazon Kindle store. Second, you can listen to or download full episodes of the show from blogtalkradio.com. And finally, you can find us on iTunes. Just do a search on the podcast, Beyond on the Airwaves, and you'll find many of our episodes there. So, with that in mind, I'm going to say love, peace, and chicken grease. Everybody have a great night. Sleep well. Stay safe. And we'll see you Thursday for the free-for-all. Oops, did it again.
How did you guys get out?
How did I get the wrong thing again? There we go.
The dog's
That's
not
right.
open the cage door that I didn't have secured right.
Okay, well, anyway, have a great night and remember all the glowing things.
You motherfucker, I almost had him. I had him. I almost had him. You stuttering prick, you.
Shut up!
All right, then we got this.
I'm Groot.
Mm-hmm.
Yes?
I'm Groot.
Uh-huh.
Come over here, Groot.
I'm Groot.
Oh, God damn you, little Groot. Come back here.
And finally...
No. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. No. 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 Hell no. No. No.
Shut up.
Okay.
John,
all right,
everybody.
That is all for tonight. We'll see you on Thursday. Night, y'all.
We'll talk to you tomorrow, Shirley.
All right. Buenas noches, mis amigos.